Hi folks, so I'm actually trying out the recording app on this phone now, so I'm not using WhatsApp no more. Well, I might be next time. I'm just trying this out, right? All different ways. I don't know what the quality of the microphone is on this. But yeah, I'm kind of liking doing these sort of out and about audio voice note kind of things. I think you can probably kind of hear the traffic around at the moment. It's raining a little bit, and yeah, I don't know, it feels a little bit more almost like sort of conversational than like just sitting in front of a computer. It's kind of nice to like share my thoughts with you folks and just have a little bit of a sort of a casual audio blog here, really. I'm hoping the idea catches on, you know. It's kind of like a podcast but crossed with a, you know, like a YouTube channel kind of thing. So also, I don't know how it's happened, but I've lost the first one of these blogs, the first voice note. It was like half an hour long talking about how bad big tech is, but you've heard all that shit before. So I passed my driving test for buses, my category D. So that's something I want to share with you folks, and something that I'm quite happy about. Was, you know, a big project. It was difficult. There was a lot to learn. Obviously, focuses a lot around safety and hazards and all that stuff. But yeah, so that's probably why I've not been around as much, especially in places like the Discord or whatever. I think that's sort of about it, really. So I'm just walking back home now after the bus and all of that. I've been working a little bit on Plock as well. Plock, for those of you that don't know, is the system started by Drew and then carried on by me, where we take all these audio files and we put them together in this like podcast format. It's almost like the most lightweight podcast CMS you can imagine, and it's like, really, it's about what, 100 line script, all written in Bash. And what you do, you put all your MP3 files into a media folder. You put a template together, a bit of site information in, URLs, you know, what you want the RSS feed to look like. Sorry, there was traffic there, wasn't there? And on you go, you know, do the style sheet. And you got yourself a podcast. It's all, I've checked it, I test it. And you can look, for example, on the Freebooters website. You can also, and I subscribed it through the Freebooters website, or Ours is the Theory. That's the podcast where I talk about Game of Thrones, mostly with like Jenny and Max, and we should be getting on with that because, of course, the Duncan Egg series has just dropped its first episode. So got to get around to chatting with them about that. So yeah, but that also uses Plock. And it's really good. I've actually scaled it back a little bit because I tried to make it work with all the different audio types, like Opus, OGG, WebM, because there's an audio version only of WebM. YouTube uses it, and M4A and all this kind of stuff. But to be honest, when it comes to like compatibility and open standards, MP3 is kind of, really, it's the best option to go for. Opus is good, and on a technical level, it probably is the best, but there are compatibility issues with it. OGG is great, or Vorbis is great as well. It's really more on a par with MP3, and nowadays, because the patent's expired on MP3, I don't know how much difference there really is. Certainly not much in terms of practice between the freeness of MP3 and OGG, but of course you can't beat MP3 for compatibility. There is not a device around that can't play an MP3 file now, because again, the patent's expired on it, so that makes licensing a lot easier. Please also, by the way, feel free to correct me. I'm on the Feddy if I get any of this stuff wrong, because I do want to be on top of that kind of stuff. So it ticks the box, is it free? It ticks the box, is it compatible? File sizes is good enough, but with Opus, I mean, you can go get the file size down a lot. Oh, sorry, that was a lot of wind I just walked into. But Opus has it manages the container. The Opus container manages the metadata differently. So, like, all of that is stuff that you've got to program into the PLOC. So I've made it so that PLOC only works with MP3. Because there's not really a reason other than, you know, particularly geeky, obscure reasons why you'd want anything else. Maybe if you were doing like a video podcast or something, you'd want some video formats, but I'm kind of railing against that idea, you know. Video has its place. We've got a video section on the Freebooters website, for example, but really the thing I like about MP3s and audio stuff is that, you know, it doesn't have the resource requirement and therefore makes it accessibility outside of the realms of big tech. So I kind of want to keep that theme going, and I've been listening to a lot of podcasts myself lately, and yeah, you know, it's a good ecosystem. I think we've got a good thing here. It's decentralized and it's, you know, relatively good in regards to freedom and open source and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I've made it home now, so thank you for walking with me in the rain. Let me know if there are any topics you want me to talk about as well, because I would be happy to do that kind of stuff. But yeah, until next time, I'm Chris Ware. You've been awesome, and toodaloo.